Call the March 18th Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Planning Manager, please call the roll. Here, your mic's not on. It's my fault.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Burkhart?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Is it?
Unknown. City Engineer Morrow is excused. Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Commissioner Leon?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise, join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
They tell me I'm supposed to lead by example, but you know what? I'm 6 feet from everybody else, so I'm going to take my mask off. Okay, with that, the first item of business is approval of the regular meeting minutes of March 4th. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. C1 is a public hearing on a recommendation to the Board of Zoning and Building Appeals. It's a attached garage addition. Mr. Planning Manager, you have a public hearing notice to read.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, March 18, 2021 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at this Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. To hear public comment regarding an application by Mark B. Shadler and Laura J. Shadler for an area exception for the property located 8024 South 66th Street, tax key number 805-0077000, lot 12, block 1, Parkview South. Subject property is zoned R6 Suburban Single Family Residence District. The application requests an area exception from Table 15-2.0202 of the Unified Development Ordinance to allow for a maximum lot coverage standard of 0.29 or 3,161 square feet, exceeding the R6 Suburban Single Family Residence District maximum lot coverage standard of 0.25. or 2,658 square feet, to allow for the addition of a two-car garage, 616 square foot floor area, which will be attached to the existing attached garage side yard south of the existing residence, which will increase lot coverage by approximately 4%. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements and standards of Section 15-10.0209 of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input.
Appears we have a properly noticed public hearing. Mr. Martinez, give us the details, please. Is that you or Heath?
Yes, no, but we have two public comments, three.
I haven't opened a public hearing yet. You have give us the highlights, and then I'll open a public hearing, and then you do that.
Okay, so.
You've done this before.
Sorry. Okay, so this is the subject property. It's around 10,000 square feet in area. So what the applicant is proposing is to add a second garage south of the existing garage. The justification of the applicant is that the existing garage does not allow for a two-car garage parking. So if we go to the UDO parking standards, the parking size approximately 9 by 20 feet from 180 square feet. So if we see the existing garage, it's about 19 feet in depth, but there's like a hallway here that reduced the width. So it's really tight to fit two cars in this garage. So that's why the applicant is proposing the two-car garage to the south. But that will exceed the maximum lot coverage, that is 25%. For this zoning district. So according to the UDO, the lot coverage can be increased up to 20% of the 25% for a maximum of 30%. So the applicant proposal is about 29%. So the justification is to add additional parking to the existing residence. One of the comments that we sent to the applicant is based on the engineering comments, asking for erosion control, the elevations, so they submitted the survey tonight. So that's the highlights. for this application.
Okay, thank you very much. With that, I'll open the public hearing. Mr. Martinez, you have two citizen comments.
Yes.
Three in the record.
Okay, so this was received. My name is Carl Bright, and I live at 8077 South 66th Street in Franklin, and opposed to an additional attached two-car garage, which will increase the district maximum lot coverage standard at the address 8024 South 66th Street. I'm unable to attend the meeting on March 18th, but would like to voice my concern. Thank you, Carl Bright.
Okay, thank you.
And this is the second comment. We are Donald and Catherine Koss, residents of 8032 South 66th Street, Franklin, and direct neighbors south of Mark and Laura Shuttler. Currently, we are in Sun City, Arizona, and unable to attend the public hearing on March 18th, 2021, in person. We would like to express our concerns regarding the area exception for the property at 8024 South 66th Street, which are lot lines impact on housing values in the subdivision and property taxes. We are not in favor of an additional attached two-car garage, which will increase the district maximum lot coverage standard of 0.25 to 0.29 by approximately 4%. Thank you.
Okay, this is a public hearing. Is there anyone from the public wishing to speak on this matter? Anybody wishing to speak? Seeing no one rise, I'll close the public hearing. Questions from the commission? Commissioners? Is there a motion regarding this matter? Adam, did you have a question?
No.
On the area exception, is there a motion to recommend approval of an application for area exception to allow for a maximum lot coverage of 29% or 3,161 square feet? The application requests an area exception from Table 15-2.0202 of the Unified Development Ordinance to exceed the R6 single family residence district maximum lot coverage standard of 25%, which is 2,658 square feet, to allow for the addition of a single family residence attached two car garage, which is 616 square feet in floor area, which will be attached to the existing attached garage, side yard south of the existing residence, which will increase lot coverage by approximately 4%. This is for the property located at 8024 South 66th Street in the beautiful city of Franklin. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
On the matter, any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Nay.
Plan commission rules require four affirmatives. Mayor only votes in the case of, or the chairman only votes in the case of tie, which this that's incorrect. The chairman votes to affect the outcome. With that, even though I don't like expanding these things, I'm going to vote aye. Motion carries. Okay, with that, we move on to item D1. This is not a public hearing. This is a temporary use application by Fireworks Barbecue for food truck operation at Menards.
Yes.
Mr. Martinez.
This is an application for temporary use for a food truck at the Menards Speakwood Drive. Okay. So, staff is authorized to issue temporary use permits for a maximum of 30 days. So, but this is from April to October, so we need to refer this to Plan Commission for decision. This is the location of the license area, so it'll be next to the driveway. The applicant recently changed the location. It was previously located here, so they moved it. So that's why you have a memo in your seats. So the location is for 9 spaces that will allow for the van and the trailer. We refer these to other departments. You can see the comments in your packet. So no comments in in opposition from other departments. At this property, the Menards, we have precedent of temporary use dating from 2004 for fruit stand and Christmas sales. So there have been history of temporary use at this property.
They had onion sales too at one time. So.
Yeah, and the parking spaces that this will occupy are 9 parking spaces of the overall parking lot that has about 445 parking spaces in total for Menards. And so staff is recommending approval subject to the conditions. The conditions are the standard conditions of for temporary use at this property, including trash receptacles to dispose the waste. The hours of operation are in the resolution, 7 days a week, although the applicant is requesting 1 or 2 days a week, but could be any day of the week. And keep clear the dry file per fire department recommendation. And of course, they need to obtain approval from the health department.
Commission should know that I asked staff and the city attorney if we could broaden this to all of the M1 districts and some others for staff approval. And our wonderful UDO does not permit that. So as we go forward, we're going to see a few more of these before we get the UDO fixed. So, questions from the commission? For motion to adopt a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of temporary use for Firewise Barbecue Company food truck operation in the parking lot of Menards at 10925 West Speedway Drive.
So moved. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned.